devotions this evening. Yesterday when I was thinking about what topic to talk about, I opened my Bible and was looking through, and I had a bookmark in Luke chapter 4, and it talks about the temptation of Jesus. And it caught my eye because it's something that we all struggle with. And after revival meetings, a lot of us make commitments. And also with the Conqueror series that talks a lot about temptation and overcoming it and having victory. And so I decided I was going to read this passage and then go over it a little bit. So Luke chapter 4, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 13. And this is in the English Standard Version. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days, and when they were ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and said to him, "To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And then he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you. And on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And then the devil ended every temptation, and he departed from him until an opportune time. So this story here, I guess, really brings out for us the humanity of Jesus. You know, it says Jesus was tempted in every way that we are, and he was perfect. He overcame. So in this passage here, Jesus had been in the wilderness for 40 days. Now, it sounds like he was tempted all throughout, and I don't know the exact timing of these things, but he had been in the wilderness 40 days fasting. And I read a little bit about fasting for 40 days, and we can do it as humans, but it's about the edge of time that you can go without eating food. It said somewhere around 45 to 60 days is when severe malnourishment sets in, and then you're likely to die. But and oftentimes these days when people do that, they're not in the wilderness. They're not going to be out, I don't know, whatever Jesus was doing in the wilderness. They're probably going to be at home and giving away as little energy as possible, because if you don't eat for 40 days, I can imagine you would get pretty hungry. So the devil tempted Jesus in three areas. He tempted him with survival. Jesus was literally starving after 40 days. So he tempted him with survival. He tempted him with power in saying that he would give him all the things of this world. And he tempted him with popularity and fame, with doing some feat at the temple. So the first one, when he commanded Jesus to turn stone to bread, which is in Luke chapter 4, verse 3, he was appealing to Jesus' human side of survival. And that's one of the most powerful drives that people have. When people are in a situation where they think their survival is in question, sometimes they do amazing things, but oftentimes they do really horrible things. things you would think that that person could never do, but when their survival is called into question, then something clicks inside of people's heads. But Jesus overcame this, and I think it's key here, he overcame the devil by quoting Scripture. And I think that is very key to us in overcoming the devil's temptations. He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone," because the devil was tempting him right there with, give yourself some food. You know, I've been tempted a lot in my life, and I can't think of a lot of times where I was tempted with actual physical survival. And I'd have to wonder, you know, how well would I do in that situation? Does the devil have to be so desperate to tempt me that he has to tempt me with things that could actually kill me? And I found that challenging. The second temptation, and let's see, that was when he took Jesus up into, it says he showed him the world, or the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. I don't know exactly what that means, but basically he was offering Jesus power. Now, Jesus already had power, but the devil was tempting him with power. And I think that's something that is in our human nature as well. We want to be in charge. We want to have power. We don't like the idea of somebody else deciding what's going to happen to us and what's going to go on. And so power appeals to our human nature. But Jesus, again, responded with Scripture. And he, so the devil wanted him to worship him in order to get this. And then Jesus responded appropriately with Scripture and said, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And that seemed to, scare the devil off of that temptation. And then the last one that's listed here, he takes him to the temple, and they go up on this high pinnacle, and he tells Jesus that if you're truly the Son of God, then throw yourself down from here. Now, I wasn't sure exactly when I was thinking through, you know, what exactly is he appealing to? But I think one thing that definitely could be appealing to is our want for popularity and acceptance and fame, maybe. So Jesus throwing himself off of this, at this point in time, I can't say all the things Jesus had said and the enemies he'd made, but in the future, Jesus would talk about the temple and him being the Son of God, and the people would reject him. And I don't know exactly what the result would have been if he would have done this as far as people accepting him. But it would have probably resulted in some fame and popularity. I don't know. Somebody does some superhuman thing. And that's also something that we as humans often want. We want to be popular. We want people to accept us. And we want to be famous, well, in some extent or another. And in this instance, the devil was asking Jesus to tempt God, though, in this situation. And we talk, you know, about testing God. The Bible talks about don't test God. And this is exactly what the devil was wanting him to do. You know, and he even quoted Scripture about it. You know, I think it's Psalms where it talks about the angels and holding you up, or however it's worded. And the devil quoted Scripture at him. Now, he didn't quote it in the context it was supposed to be. But I think that's also a strong warning for us is, well, the devil used Scripture here. So just because things sound like they're good, and, oh, it's from the Bible, be careful, because even the devil used Scripture on Jesus. Now, Jesus, again, quoted Scripture to refute the devil, and he said, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And I think this is, again, something we need to remember, is not to test God in these instances. Forcing God to take action is, I don't think it's ever a wise thing to do, because A, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. We don't know the mind of God, so we don't know what reasons and what may happen. But what I wanted to leave with you is in temptation. Here it shows three times Jesus was tempted, and I think he was tempted many more times than that during this. But make sure, and this is something that I made a commitment to do better at, is to have your daily devotions and to read the Bible. Jesus, every time here, he quoted scripture at the devil when he was tempted. And so I want to leave that with you to have your devotions, to read the Bible daily, and to pray to God. Thank you.